Story behind that song, it's funny because I can distinctly remember being in the writer's room that day and sitting down with the two writers. Shout out to Ryan Beaver and Jared Kine, two guys that I've written a couple songs with. They actually have another song together on my debut album, Pretty Little Poison. But writing Pretty Little Poison, the song, I remember being together that day, and we were just kind of beating around ideas and, you know, kind of kicking the can. And I was like, you know, I want to write a love song, but a lot of my stuff leans towards minor-y keys, those kind of darker keys, so to speak, chords that make you feel a certain type of way. And putting that twist of Pretty Little Poison, you know, she's all this beauty, but, you know, temptation, you know, she's just so good that you can't say no to her. And whether it's, you know, whatever that is for you in life, that's the broader spectrum of interpreting the song. You know, we all got that one thing in our life that we know is probably not that good for us, but we just can't say no to it.
Uh-huh.
But writing that song, I knew the day we wrote it, it was going to be something special. As I remember texting my manager and sending him the demo, the second I got it, and I said, this song's going to be something very special. And I must have sang that song, failed 500 times in the studio, because I wanted it to be my version of perfect when that song came out.